The legal meetings. With minutes in hand showing the disloyalty of the trustees, Campbell confronted them with the choice of a legal meeting to care for the tabernacle or having the minutes read to the church the next Sabbath. They quickly agreed to the legal meeting, and it was understood that A.T. Jones would not be involved. They declared that if what the minister disclosed were to be made public, we will have to move out of town. Campbell promised secrecy on the point if they would agree not to move a finger to interfere with the procedures to be taken to safeguard the tabernacle, Ibid. 12. But when the first legal meeting was held, every step possible was taken to delay or thwart what had to be done. In all, 5 critical legal sessions were held, each freighted with uncertainties. Both Campbell and Amadon reported on the last and most crucial one at which new articles of incorporation were to be voted and new trustees elected. A little time before the meeting, the pastor called a few of the leading brethren together for a season of prayer. They were all good, faithful men, Campbell reported, but I don't know that I ever saw a set of men more scared. Old Brother Amadon, one of the finest Christians that ever lived, moaned, "If only Sister White were here, if only Sister White were here," Ibid. 14. Campbell replied, "Well, brother, she isn't. No use groaning over that. But we are here. We've got to handle this thing." All of them knew Sister White was in California, but Amadon continued, "Oh, if only Sister White were here."